Hey Joy Scouts, check out this new podcast. Marcel and I are interviewing two people and getting their perspective on learning. And I think it's a really interesting one because they're just like us. They're really just trying to get out there and do something. And hopefully what happened in this interview was that we were able to inspire them to pursue their passion even harder. These are both Marcel's friends. Marty is a very upbeat and positive guy, and you can hear it in his voice and the way he interacts with us. And what I hope to inspire with him was a recommitment to what his passion is and what he cares about, because he's doing really well right now with his current job. Like many of you probably are out there, you're doing really well, but you're contributing to something that's not going to eventually give back. And what we need to do, and what all of us want to do as Joy Scouts, is put our energy and focus into that which is really going to create that perpetual joy in our life. And that's really just what our creative passions are. That's what really sustains us, those things that allow us to have that freedom. And then we have Dante, who is a really smooth guy. And he opens up a little bit about his family and about the things that inspire him and cause him to really focus on relationships and just connecting with people in general. Marcel and I get a little bit into that, and then we talk about what joy means in regards to them, how leaders get respect, three different ways of owning a business, and really interesting question, should you make your passion your job? We get into these questions and a lot more on the next podcast.
Hey, podcast buddies! Welcome to the Joy Scouts podcast with me and
Marcel Towns.
And I'm Jonathan Harbeck. Let's get into this. We're going to talk about business, talk about goal setting. And, hey, Marcel, you should turn your mic up.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Can everybody hear Marcel?
Yeah.
So, we're going to possibly have some guests pop in Vince McMahon style. And, you know, anything could happen today.
Anything is possible.
With the Joy Scouts. So, sit back in your chair. Get a big cappuccino. Going, you know, kick your feet up, put on a hat, do what you do, relax. This is the Joy Scout podcast. So, Marcel, what's going on? We're in this room. We got a couple silent people behind us. They're respecting the podcast.
Yeah, this is like our first live show.
Live. Got a live audience and participants, interactive.
They're so into it right now. This is great.
So, transition to what are you working on this week? Oh, random dancing.
I was like, what's going on? Right now, I've been working on my website.
Yeah, Marcel's been busy, you guys. He's got t-shirts for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Got the wavy Enterprise t-shirts with the Santa hats.
Yeah, so that was like our Christmas version, so we got that a little bit popping early.
And I noticed that we didn't get any designers to contact Marcel yet, so anybody, any new designers want to step in and fill that role? Do the wavy Enterprise?
Yeah, any graphic designers.
We also didn't post the pictures on the last podcast. That's
that got shut down.
We're not quite at the professional level yet here, folks. So we're working on it. That's part of what I want to talk about today is how we can step up the podcast. And I think getting new guests on here is step one. But there's editing we can do. Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
And we have 2 weeks. I was trying to do this every week, but do it every week. We have a week to get the podcast ready, have like everything planned and all that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So promo photos for the podcast. Start posting that on the Instagram. Start doing clips. Start doing more marketing.
Marketing is key. I read about it in the book.
Which book?
Marketing
is key. Marketing is key, the book. I think that was the tagline of the book. So which marketing books have you read, Marcel, recently? Have you been doing anything with your marketing?
As far as like books, most of them are just like the, I want to say his name correctly, Dave Monjohn.
Dave Monjohn. Yeah, if you don't say his name right, he'll come after you.
No. I think I got a DM right now.
Nah. I think I hear something.
But yeah, a lot of his books are pretty good.
Nice.
And especially like the different levels he goes into. Like, I like how he shows like different examples of like people. Because a lot of people, they're just like, this is the way to do it. You do it this way. But it's like, no, like
you can't say how to do it because it's always changing, so you just gotta show examples of like how we did it one time or something.
So it's cool to see like other people's stories and like figuring out which ones relate to you the most and then going off of that.
So how are you marketing right now? Are you just trying to build that website?
Yeah, just trying to build a website right now, just trying to make it look professional and make sure that like when someone goes to the page, it tells them all about me or like my work or what I want them to see.
You've been doing that content every day?
Ooh.
You got that content, man?
I got some content. I've been slacking, to be honest.
you disappoint me, Marcel.
I know, I'm sorry.
I've been doing a little bit better on my content. I'm actually every day I've been making a little note putting what I've actually done at the content. So today, I haven't written all out yesterday, but yesterday, here, I did one piece of content for TikTok, 4 for Snapchat, 10 pieces of content for Instagram. That's all different pieces. So, step it up, Marcel. Step it up.
Dude, it's competition, you're on man. It. It's competition.
It's friendly competition, and I'll help you every step of the way, but, yeah.
You're my enemy.
Sure. All right. I'm struck down. The hate is not strong enough.
No. Just hate.
This is the Joy Scouts podcast. Yeah. So what we're planning to do, what I plan to do today, and here's where I messed up. I think I did too many things. This is what I wrote this morning. So I wrote, make a Facebook post for the Joy Scouts blog. I haven't done that yet. I had the idea this morning. I just didn't do it. Take 50 pictures. And I wrote 50 because I knew if I had to do 50, I'd have to like start early, and I didn't take any. I've taken 3 actually, and then brand them. That's what I was supposed to do. Put the Joy Scouts logo on them, and then make motivational brand content. Haven't done that. Make a video on this book I'm reading. Haven't done that. Make another video. Haven't done that. Although I did get close to doing finishing a cover that I want to upload to SoundCloud, and yeah, so the goal today, it hasn't happened. Why do you think that is, Marcel? Why haven't I done this? Why did I fail so hard? What happened?
You put a lot on your plate. You know, it's just like Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, maybe too big.
You put too much on your plate.
Well, here's the thing.
And it's not a bad thing because you still get to eat, but.
It's better to overeat. I mean, wait. Yeah, it's better to overeat under eat, I think. For the most part, you could die either way. But here's the to-do list. So here's what I did this morning. I did my Spanish practice. I did that for 2 hours.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but like that was 2 hours of that. I did my laundry.
Oh, see.
Yeah, I got my laundry. But yeah, I didn't do half the stuff. And then I'm gonna try and do it all the night. I'm gonna stay up till midnight and try and take 50 photos by midnight. So I got. Yeah, checking the watch back here. I got 4.5 hours to do that. And I also want to go out tonight, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And what time do you go out?
Not sure yet. He's like, after this.
He's like, after this.
You know, trying to, like, see what people want to do.
Dang. Wait, does your day end at 12? Or are you, like, one of those people, like, when I go to sleep?
Well, every day ends at 12.
But, like, this your day.
My day ends when I go to bed, yeah. I try to go to bed at 9:30 or 10, but Waymo kind of ruined that for me, so I don't usually get to bed now until 11:30. It's not bad.
No. What time do you wake up?
Well, my body forces me up about 4 a.m., and then I just sit there in silence, staring at the ceiling, contemplating existence. And then I go back to bed.
Wow. That's deep.
So let's move on.
All right. So
Content. This is the podcast. This is some content we're making right now. So let's talk about goals that we have. So I have my to-do list for today. Didn't quite get everything done, but I have two main goals for the year or coming up. So this is all daily goals, trying to get this done. It's all right if I don't get it done. Like, I want to get it done. I'm trying my best to get it done. Trying every day. Trying my hardest. Blood, sweat, and tears. But my main two goals right now, one, to finish the book that I'm working on, do it by the end of the year. And second, to be able to do a 5-minute conversation in Spanish by January 15th. Actually, not the 25th, like I posted on Instagram yesterday. I forgot, but I found what my original goal list was, and that goes down. Got technical difficulties in here. So, yeah, for some reason with the Spanish, there's that procrastination aspect too, like putting it off and just like not wanting to do it. Like, I'll work on other things. Like, procrastination is the best motivator, just not for what you want to do. It's just like, oh, I should clean my room. I should do other things.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like you said, like, you're like, I did laundry.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I set, as soon as you set a goal, every single obstacle comes into your way to be like, oh, didn't you want to do this too? Like, oh, I did want to do that too, kind of.
Yeah, it's like all the little things.
Yeah, so that's why I only have two big goals.
Cause you think about it, it's like for people that want to do something, like maybe they have to like clean their room. It's like, just say you're about to do something big, and I bet you they'll clean their room.
Yeah,
just
to
avoid like actually doing.
So the goal in life is just to have a goal you can't do, so you do everything else before you do that one.
Yes.
It's true.
Everyone does it. I don't know why. Cause if someone's like, "Hey, you want to do something?" Like, I'm like, I do it too. So I understand it. So it's like, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, you get that.
But the bad thing is, like, once you finish everything, like, if you don't have anything to do, like, you really have to go out there and do it. So
yeah,
it's probably why a lot of people, like, successful. Not all successful people, but like, you know, it's like all their shit's clean.
Yeah.
They never had to, like, clean the house.
Right.
So they just do it.
There's this book I read called the I forget what it's called, but it's about this rugby team, the All Blacks, and from New Zealand. Great name. there's actually one white guy on the team. they have a set of rules, and the first rule is to always sweep the house, I think is what it is. And that's the main rule, basically. Like, because as long as you do one thing, if you do everything right, basically, like, the way you do one thing is the way you do all things, is like a Buddhist phrase.
Yeah.
So if you keep your house clean, you focus on the details of that every day, that's attention to detail that you can apply to, like, the gym, say you're a rugby player, that you apply to your mindset. You got to be meticulous in all things. Because you look at somebody successful, like, they could be a slob in one area, but it's not that likely. Like, they probably have, like, focused on, like, most areas to be able to do that.
True.
Although, now that I think about it, Bill Gates doesn't really, not to hate on Bill Gates, but, you know, he's just wearing those khakis, and he hasn't really stepped up his style in 30 years, you know?
True. Remember, like, Steve Jobs, he wore the same stuff.
Steve Jobs, same sweater every day. But that's what Mark Zuckerberg said. He said he has the same outfit, like in his closet, so he doesn't have to focus on making that decision every day. Because it's just that little bit percentage of fatigue. You make that decision. You're like, oh, what should I wear? It takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes. He's so like successful. He can't even spend 2 minutes on the wrong thing. He's got to make sure every little percentage is used in the right way.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Thinking big. Yeah. That's thinking big picture.
And he's at the point where like it doesn't really like, you know what I mean? Like most times like you might be like, I'm going to wear this new clothes and impress somebody. But like, he's so fine, like cool with himself that it's just.
I wonder, you know, like, what it's like to be is Mark Zuckerberg, because you look at his like, you see that barbecue live stream he did.
Nah.
He's like, I'm just in the backyard barbecuing. I love, thick meats or something like that. I love pork. he's just saying all these things like he's trying to be human. He's like, I like to barbecue with my friends. And then he makes a joke, and everyone's like, ha, 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 Mark, you're so rich. And just it's so uncomfortable for me to watch, like, anything with him, because he'll make jokes, and you know that the people in there are just laughing because he's, like, their boss.
Hey, Mark, how about that pay raise?
Mark, you dog.
You glass clown.
Yeah.
Like, no. I wonder how, like, what it would be like just wearing the same stuff every day.
Just never having to worry about that.
Yeah.
That'd be like you know, like TV characters. Like Bart Simpson always wear red shirt, shorts. Yeah. It's probably like that.
True.
People would just be like, as long as it's fresh, like it's the same outfit, like, but it's like a different one. Yeah, like, not to wear the same clothes every day, then it's kind of nasty. People would tell at that point. Is that honey mustard on your shirt? That's nasty.
No, that's the style. You sprinkle a little bit. It comes with a pack. But yeah, like we said, we have some guests here. I'd like to introduce them real quick.
All right, we're going to introduce them. Hold up. We got the sound effects going on.
The sound effects, WWE style. We got this. So we're going to need everyone that we introduce to come up to the mic.
We need
state your name. State your
this
move.
This isn't like a prison... state your crime. All right, here we go.
And then just Randy Orton. All right. But like we said, it's the Joy Scouts podcast. So just say something about Joy. What it means to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcel. I like that.
Well, this is prison number 2525. You catch me at Deate, real name Dante. What I'm talking about?
What does joy mean to me? Yeah.
Oh, joy means to me, so just whatever you want to do in life, you know, is not sitting behind a desk making calls all day. And you know, joy is doing something that you want to do. Like doing this podcast is pretty fun. So.
Right. That's how I feel about that too. That's how I feel. Freedom, creative freedom.
Get out the 9 to 5. That's me.
And Marty playing the dice. Playing the duty.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. My name is Marty Smith. What's joy to me?
You don't have to look at that, by the way. It's kind of like distraction. You can look at me if you want.
I mean, I think joy.
You can stare into my eyes.
Joy is good stuff. Joy, to me, it's hard to define joy because I guess I'm always joyful. So.
What happens when you have obstacles in your life, Marty? Do you just you smile and be like, oh, I love this. This is where I thrive.
There's nothing that I can't, like, reach the goal to. Objective to. I'll always try to make it.
Did you have a good childhood?
Yeah.
I think I did. Supportive parents.
Surrounded by video games, friends.
Yeah.
Love. Pretty much it, man.
So you have like a positive energy that's just kind of natural for you.
I think so, dude.
Nice.
It just lingers.
Did you? Nice. Can they hear you?
Me and Marty grew up together. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody heard that, but whoever that guy was.
Like back in the day.
So, I'll let Marcel start off the interview with one of them. Who do you want to start with, Marty? Or I guess Marty has the mic now. I kind of...
Well,
All right.
Yeah. All right, so we got Marty Smith right now.
Type up some questions for you.
Yeah, we're just going to hit you with some questions real quick. Just to learn a little bit more about yourself and just joy in personal.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Marty, tell us what you're doing right now. Like, what's your occupation?
Right now, I work at... I'm actually in construction, man. Never would I thought I would be in construction. But I'm an estimator and designer. So pretty much anything that has to do with wood material. I sit there, get the blueprints, go on the computer, draw it out, build it, ship it, and let it be built. It's fucking awesome. I love it. Stressful? You bet your left and right nuts it is. But that's why I love it.
That's great. That's awesome.
Let's
That's awesome. Check it out.
Yep. Yep.
No, that's
other than
great.
That, man, like been there 5 years, man, and that's it. Seeing what else comes next in life.
Yeah.
So,
and that's super dope because like what Marty does is like what a lot of people like go to school for like a long time, and Marty had like a good opportunity to start this job by like knowing his neighbor. So it's like we talk about like relationships are like a big reason of where you get to where you need to
right,
be in life.
Yep.
So
is it what he wants to do? And it's crazy because these days it's all about who you know too. So like what you know is cool too, but who you know, you get through that loop and then
so
all right,
talk about how or what is this your passion?
Nah,
is this your passion?
Nah. Not at all. Like I said, when the okay, first thing you say, okay, hey, yeah, where do you work? Oh, I'm in construction. Man, you must be sweating outside. You know, long days. Well, thankfully I'm not. I'm
uh-huh.
inside. So it's like
you're
it's
doing a lot of the construction inside.
Yeah. So I like I said, dude, I get the blueprints. We have a 3D program. We get the walls. We do non-bearing walls. We get all that. Reactions from all the way from the roof affecting the floor, so we got to load for all that. Like, it's a lot of math, dude, and I don't like math at all,
uh-huh.
but I do it every day.
Nice.
So graduated high school with the algebra 1-2. Shit.
Yeah.
That's
stepping it up afterwards, huh?
Pretty much, man.
So what is it that you want to do then, if it's not construction?
What I wanted to do was game design. Is either game design or be a music producer.
What are you working on any of that right now?
No.
No.
On the side, sure, but game design, no.
On the side,
like
what?
Making beats, yeah, here
yeah.
and there, but game design, no.
So how is that going, the beats?
It's good, you know, but I would like to tweak them up a little bit more, but, it takes time, dude.
Tweak them up, like, up the production?
Well, just getting them right. Getting
yeah.
them, okay, when you hear something, where the artist can actually go in and, oh, okay, now I can start rapping. Because I heard the beat drop
right.
or something.
Have
so.
You had anybody rapping on your tracks?
No.
You might want to turn the gain up, yeah. Okay. Who do you know that raps?
Pretty much no one, dude.
What about Marcel? Do you know anybody?
Okay, well, if we want to
go
rap? There, then yeah.
Marcel raps?
Yeah.
So why don't you make raps for Marcel?
We've spit a little something.
So you have made raps for other people.
Right. But I don't know any big artists.
No, that's fine. I just,
so,
you got to start somewhere. That's
true,
the thing.
Man.
Like, the way I think about it, because this is, like, about workflow, you got to have an end goal. End goal probably was, like, having a big rap or whatever.
Right.
But in terms of the work itself, the end goal is to have somebody rap.
Mm-hmm.
So, as long as whenever you make a rap, somebody's rapping on it, that's, you completed that project.
Right.
So, you start from the beginning, create... Someone raps on it, create something else, someone raps on it. As long as that keeps going, you've got done what you're supposed to do.
And dude, it's clockwork.
And as long as you keep doing that, eventually, if you're getting better and better each time, quantity creates quality, then you get more people work on it.
Yep.
So.
Yep, you're right, dude.
So you are you consistently doing that right now, making beats?
No.
When was the last time you made
that
one?
That was like maybe March or April time.
March or April?
This year.
So what I will hopefully want to inspire through this podcast is people like yourself who have passions. Like you said, you're doing construction and it's fulfilling, but it's not what you want to do
right.
ultimately. So maybe to reignite that that work flame, whatever it is, hard work, creative flame into that thing that you like to do, which is
that
making
spark,
beats.
Dude.
Yeah. Yep. And with this, it's just content. Like even myself, like we're all kind of looking at this and living through this experience together. I'm not perfect. Like I want to get better at making things.
Right.
But if I can like just show my struggle and then show how I overcome my obstacles, I hope that people will see like, oh yeah, like that guy did it, then I can do it, you know.
Shoot,
so
man, after this little session, I might go back to the computer
right
now.
If you just
you know.
And maybe it's just like a different mindset. So
It's true. I mean it's all motivation too to get it back going.
So I'm gonna hand it off to Marcel too. If you wanna talk to him more about the beats or you wanna talk about like things.
Yeah, the beats. Morty's been cooking up beats for a while now.
Some of them are cool. Some of them are like, damn, what was I doing that night?
What are you thinking?
What is
that? The computer's on fire. This one must be fire.
Yeah, you know, some of them got unreleased. That's how hot they were.
Couldn't even upload.
Yeah.
Speaking of a beat, there was one time me and Marcel and I think a couple of his roommates, we all went out. We shut it. We stopped the program.
That's right.
And the lyric that came out was "on your ass, on your bitch, everything." I said, "What?" And then so we got back from the club, and then we opened the computer and it was "on your ass, on your bitch, everything, on your ass, on your bitch, everything, on your ass." And dude, it repeated like so many times, man. That was a highlight.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
That was crazy.
It's an infinite loop?
Yeah, I don't know why I looped it, but it just...
That might have to be a drop sometime.
Save that one.
Yep.
It's pretty wild.
So, it's tough making a beat, though. It's a lot of work, man. You gotta know how it all comes together. That's the stressful part.
Yeah.
But, it's fun.
It sure is. And another thing that Marty's good at, I feel like is like a skill, is like his knowledge of like vehicles and cars. Which pretty much like shocks me. Like one example is I was looking at a car like on OfferUp, and it just showed two pictures, like the side and the front angle, and Marty's like, yeah, that car definitely is great. You can tell by the TRQ. And I was like, what is he looking at? Like, and it just looked like generic photos, and he's like, yeah, definitely it's all-wheel drive. And I was like, it had no description. Like, and I was just like,
no miles, no nothing.
And he's like, yeah, definitely can drive good. Those cars last forever. He's like, you got this type. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't even know. So, like, that's something that, like, I know you did in high school, and it was, like, a good skill.
I might have to be a salesman.
How did you get into learning about cars?
I think it was just, like, through family. I want to say
exposure from family.
Yeah, cause I have
like uncles or
uncles, my cousin. Cause I have a 1966 Chevy Impala. So
right
that
now?
One, yeah, that one's freaking. I love that thing, but
I'll have to see that after this.
Yeah, dude, it's a beast. I remember Marcel was driving that thing.
You let him drive it?
Time.
Dude, it was
how
huge.
Was it?
It was crazy. Like, it feels like you're driving like a boat on land. I was like, oh shit.
Was the turning radius crazy?
Yeah, it was like, you know, like bus drivers when they turn the wheel.
Did it make you feel like you're in a movie at times?
A little bit.
Can you talk about it? Like, is Marty going to get mad if you say, like, how you drove in it?
Like, I drove, like, super slow because I was,
oh,
like,
you drove
super
slow?
Oh, like, I'm scared because I'm like, yeah.
It's his
like,
car.
Yeah.
What would Marty do if you messed up his Impala?
Oh, like, I don't know. He probably, like, okay.
You go, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, man!
You'd be like, no, what the? Because I was just like more nervous because like it took him so long to like get it back up and running. So like
after you drove it,
no, like
oh,
from
okay.
Yeah, like I just
oh,
rode
damn.
It. Like yeah,
you drove too slow, so slow it started to fall apart. Yeah.
So I was like, oh dang, and I know he was like, yo, the gas on this is like crazy. So
yeah,
I tried not to.
Yeah, I think it was like I get like maybe 5 to 8 miles to the gallon.
That sucks.
It's a tank.
It's a cool car though.
I know, dude. 20 gallon tank. The thing's a beast, man.
It's 120 gallon or miles.
You can't even make a 3-point turn. It's like a 7.5-point turn. It's a big bitch.
Wow, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a big bitch.
Yeah.
So, how, with cars, can you fix, like, anything that comes up in your car, or is, like, is it, you can fix it, you can tell where it is and then fix it by looking it up, or, like, how does that go?
No, because nowadays a lot of technology is involved with vehicles. Yeah. So I'd say no, but
older. What about your Impala?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
fix that one, yeah. I took an auto tech class for, like, 2 years, so I know how to rebuild an engine, take it apart, put it back together, all that good stuff.
You ever had to do that?
But no. With the Impala, I think I might.
You might have to.
Oh, yeah, dude. And that's going to be fun.
Are you confident that you could do it?
Yeah, I think so. That's going to be fun, dude.
Yeah.
Because I want to try to do everything myself on that car.
That would be sick. If you do that, let me know, because I would love to, like, kind of take, like, pictures, like, record process of it. It would be interesting.
You can do that.
Document it.
Yep.
Because what I think about, like, with cars or, like, with any skill, it's, like, you kind of know what you're doing already, mm-hmm. but, like, the things that you are realizing as you're going are different than, like, what other people would see. Like, when I see a car, I have no idea what's happening. It's just, like, nothing to me.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever seen those pictures where it's, like, name one thing in this photo, and it's, like, just nothing? Like, you can't tell anything. It's, like, this is what it is, like, to have Alzheimer's or something. Those, like, those weird pictures. Yep. That's what it's like when I look at a car. I'm, like, my brain just can't process any of it.
Yeah.
My brother's like, yeah, this is the flywheel, the crankshaft, exactly, this is like that. And I'm like, ah.
Dude, getting introduced to it, though, you get a headache, man. Because it's a lot of information. Like, you can't even take it all.
You're pretty logical, you say.
Yeah.
So you use math all day?
Unfortunately,
Unfortunately?
Yeah. Yep. Like I said, man, I'm not good at math, but.
You're like, you're like the hardworking version of like a mathematician. Like, you could do it, but like it takes
work.
Takes work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Like that movie.
Rain Man.
What? Huh? No. what's it with Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart? What's that one? School. What's it called? Night School. You know when he's drawing on the board, and he's like, all these images are up here, and like the equations are up here. That's how my brain is, because I'm like, well, what the fuck? Okay, no, that. That's supposed to equal this, come out to that. Wait, okay, so now I can piece it together. So everything just floating.
So you think what you do with, like, cars or with math and construction, how long would it take someone to get to that level if they were, like, to focus on learning it? Or is it, like, you don't even know how you got there? It just happened, like, over time?
I think it just happens, man.
Yeah.
And it helps because it's hands-on.
It's hands-on.
Yeah. Like, at work and when you're working on vehicles and all that good stuff.
Like, when you learned something in your life, it was because it needed to be done. Like, working with cars, it had to be fixed. Construction, you had to do it. You make money that way. Yeah. That's your lifeblood. Is that kind of how you've learned things throughout your life? Is just like, oh, man, like, all of a sudden this thing's happening. You have to do it.
Right.
Like,
I think so. Because a car, I mean, you got to get from point A to point B.
Right.
But say, for example, like, your system, like a video game system or TV goes out.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got time. It's not a priority.
Right.
So when you have a priority.
Unless you're a Twitch streamer or something.
I know, yeah. Unless you have, like, something that gets you place to place, then you need to make that a priority. So it forces you to actually learn it, okay, to get the ball rolling.
Do you like having that in your life, like being forced to do things?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put you to a challenge. Every day is a challenge. So. I enjoy it.
Sweet. It's good stuff, man. If anybody can take anything out of this so far, Marty likes a challenge. So if you can challenge him, throw some car facts, car questions at him, see how he does.
Send me the car back.
Oh, I just hit my teeth with the mic.
Damn, dude.
Well, I
appreciate being on here, man.
Yeah, thank you
so much. I know we got
Dante.
Oh, man.
We got.
He's a beast. He's a beast.
Ednad.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. Get in your seatbelts.
Oh, get ready for this, folks, because he's about to slither in here, folks. He's about to slither in.
About to tag in again.
Champion again. Champion always.
Champion.
Champion Tay. So yeah, we have Dante Smalls here. He's my roommate, and right now,
is that all? I'm just your roommate.
Thank you.
Yeah, roommate, great friend. We did a lot of stuff together in college. But yeah, Dante, just explain to us what you're doing right now. Your occupation.
Oh, you know, I work at a call center, calling students every day, making them get up and find a purpose in life, make them do it, stop procrastinating.
Yeah, Dante's always on us too, just like he's on those students. He's like, hey, you need to do this, do that.
Right.
It's good motivation.
Do these dishes.
Yeah. Do these dishes, clean the house. I'm like, damn, you're right. But yeah.
Yeah. But hold on, I know why his mama. Hold on, wait. I gotta be on here from somebody's mama. Hold on, hold on. I do that stuff myself. Wait, whoa. Hey guys, my name's Don Smalls. Like, I'm not their mama.
Make sure the lights are off.
Nah, my lights stay on.
Yeah. But Dante right now wants to run like his own dating business. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, dating. Well, the whole dating thing came about because, you know, from always. Always since I've been a kid, you know, just relationships, just always, you know, it's gonna make me sound soft, but I always liked relationships, you know.
They, like, fascinated you or what?
Yeah, coming from a broken relationship. It's like not the best. I'm like, huh, this relationship, my parents' relationship sucks. So let me find out how you're really supposed to be with somebody and really supposed
relate.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, you know, then also, I just like women. So it's the easiest.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. So,
feel you.
Yeah. That's how I came about.
So were you like, you said ever since you were young, like you're into having relationships?
Ever since I was young.
All right.
My favorite movies. Since I was young, I was always watching romance comedies and stuff like that. I was like, okay, interesting.
So this is what you're really passionate about then?
Yeah, I'm passionate somewhat, yeah.
Okay. So what then is, like, with relationships, what would you say is your, like, strongest
My strongest
trait, like, in a relationship?
In a relationship?
Or, like, with all of this, yeah.
With all this, well, I would say my strongest trait, and if I ever get into a relationship, but once I it's like the relationships I had, my thing is, well, for me, I'm a one-person type dude.
Yeah.
So I'm a one chick. So if I'm in the with the girl, I'm just me and her all the way until she gets tired of me. And then so
your strongest trait is just grinding them down.
I'm not dragging them down. I'm just let it be known. There's no looking to the side eye with me.
So,
like, you know,
what you're saying is your strongest trait is just your loyalty.
Yeah, I'm just there.
You're there.
I'm there. Through thick and thin. You know, there ain't no side eyes over
here. I feel that. Yeah, I'm similar way, man. If I am with you, I'm with you. I respect that highly. And that's actually really unique in our culture nowadays because...
Dude, you telling me? Nowadays.
It's funny because it used to be like... You might even say like it would be kind of just typical to be that way back in the day. Now it's the opposite. It's typical to just have a bunch of short-term relationships, not meaningless relationships. Like, sex is like water nowadays. You can go on any app basically and just turn the tap on it's like tap water. It's not healthy,
right?
And you
got
know
that Brita, look at that Brita filter.
you got the Brita filter, dude. Make it a little bit better.
That's what Tinder is, the Brita filter.
And so I just got out of a relationship, 2-year relationship, so I'm trying to figure all that stuff out. So it's fascinating to me to see, like, what different people's perspective on it is. So when you say you are starting a business, like, why are you doing that? Like, why? Like, what do you think you have to offer?
One.
What's your USP, your unique selling point?
My unique selling point? I would say I'm mainly going to more focus on the men to that point because no one really focuses on men. Everybody focuses on women. Like, women do this, women do that. Like, well, what about us?
Okay. Because
there's a lot of guys with no confidence. Me, you can call it confidence, you call it foolishness. I just go up to anybody and everybody, say what's up. Like it's like a night out. It's like, if we ever go to a night out, you're going to catch me on somebody's table in the club just going crazy. And everybody's like, oh my God, this guy's having a great time.
Yeah.
And then that's how they all come up. And you just talk to them. And then a lot of guys don't do that. A lot of guys just sit in the corner. And
Wallflowers. Trying to act like James Bond.
Right. And sitting there like, oh, let me point her out. Maybe she'll see me. Like, nah, if you don't get out there.
Right.
It's like, but the worst thing she could say is no. Actually, the worst thing is not to say is no. Because I got clowned before.
I think it's funny when guys are like, oh, I don't want to like look funny or like look foolish in a club. Like, that's when they start to act, like, the most foolish because they go all tense.
Right.
And the thing is, no one's going to remember anything that happened that night unless it's, like...
It's a good night.
Yeah, unless it's a good night, right?
Yeah.
Even the bad shit, people are really going to forget about that, like, a day or two later unless it's, like, you know, like, a physical altercation or something crazy, you know? You're never gonna be that guy. You never want to be that guy.
True.
Like, that's one reason when I go out, I don't really drink that much. Like, I might have a glass or two, yeah, but like, not even two. I might have a glass, and I don't want to be like fighting anybody while I'm out. You know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going out be tipsy.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, what is the business plan then with it? Is there a name for it or? Well,
right now, there's not a name for it right now.
Yeah.
Because everything I'm doing right now is unlicensed, so.
Okay, so, yeah, you're not so, trying to LLC it yet.
Yeah, right. It's everything is unlicensed.
Do you coach guys right now?
No, I'm just playing it all together.
Right.
So I do want to coach because eventually my biggest thing is I want to coach, have seminars,
right,
go around the world, have these camps. You know, like, I know people watch those things online where people do that. That's my main thing, is just to get the guys the confidence. You don't have to be the coolest guy. You don't have to have the wittiest pickup line.
Right.
Just go up and say, what's up? And if she says no, and she says no, or if she clowns you, then you got to take that L and just keep it moving.
Do you know RSD?
RSD, yes. Actually, yeah. That's what I was talking about, RSD.
Yeah.
Madison's my favorite one.
That's I followed them for a while. Like, I've learned a lot from them. They're called Real Social Dynamics. It's like a legit social website for, like, if you are a guy that wants to learn how to attract women and you don't want to do, like, pickup, like, which is just cheesy, their stuff's really good.
Right. Well, they are pickups either.
They're pickup, but they're like, it's come out from all angles. Like,
yeah, true.
Yeah, I think they're better just because it talks about like facing your fears, becoming a better person. Whereas most pickup places are just like, I want to fuck 100 women and like just not making yourself a better person and just ultimately like burning bridges everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, anyone that's been in that situation, like, or it wants to get out of it, realizes like, yeah, this is soulless, it's pointless, it's not fulfilling. Like, at that point women become an object and it's just not good. But that's cool.
What's your favorite RSD coach though?
My favorite, I don't like to choose favorites because I haven't really focused on them too much lately. Like, I've just been trying to do my own thing. But I think I gotten the most value from Tyler, probably.
Oh, okay.
Just because he's like the OG, and like, he's the one that's like coming at it from like the old wise old man perspective of things, like coming at it with like that long-term perspective.
Right.
I gotten a lot out of that. And then Jeffy's stuff is good just in terms of like being more light. And
right,
I did the resonator course, just like the vocal projection course. That was a good one. So I've been using that stuff. Like, it helps just like to know how to use your voice box differently, because a lot of people go out, strain their voice, no one can hear them, and you can't even talk to anybody in that situation.
Then your voice is too high. Hi, my name is
okay, yeah, this guy.
Yeah. Deepen your voice. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Put some balls into your voice. You know, some policeman.
Put it in your sternum.
Yeah. So, and then I like Elliot Hulse's stuff, just talking about how to be a man in general, like masculinity. In terms of relationships, like that polarity aspect is really good.
Yeah, that's very important, because I believe like a lot of guys don't know anymore. Like, we're not taught.
You should put it up.
We're not taught anymore on how to do that. So no one really knows.
Right.
Which I think why relationships are, like you said, watered down. Nobody knows what to do. We're just here like, oh, I'm here, you're here.
There's no end goal in mind. Yeah. And like, a lot of guys will let girls run their relationship because they're like, oh, the girl knows what they need or what they want. And like, I've been in that situation before where I wasn't letting the girl run it, but I was like, oh, I'll let her contribute. And then there's sometimes where that's not a good idea.
Right. And she's looking at you like, are you going to tell me what to do? I'm like, what do you want me to tell you to do?
Yeah. It's a balance. Like, I think in a relationship, it's a balance between being a leader and not being like
a dictator.
A dictator. Exactly. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm coming at it from. It's like, relationships are natural. Like, a lot of guys want to know how to pick up women. It's like, you should just be a guy. Like, it's not as hard as you think it is. It's actually just about being a good person.
Because
when you get in that situation, which you end up in a relationship, it's like, my cousin who has no social skills has a girlfriend right now. It's just like, she's cute. Like, it's just like, it's going to happen as long as you, like, are living a somewhat normal life. Like, if you never go out, obviously you're not going to be in anybody. But even my buddy who never goes out got an internet girlfriend. It's like, things are going to happen because we naturally have desires and motivations that cause that to happen. So that's where I'm at right now. It's like working on myself.
Cool.
So with your ideas, do you have like, what is What you said, you came from a broken relationship, broken family. Like yeah. I did too. You know, my mom remarried when I was young. Stepdad was somewhat abusive.
Yeah.
Like they're still together, so it wasn't like he wasn't never violent, but he was just like very psychologically abusive. Oh. It still is actually, but it is what it is. You know, like yeah. they're still together. Been together 15 years, so that's good. I guess. So,
I said, not good for you, but everybody else.
When you talk about building a good relationship, what is it that you're talking about with that? Like, what's the end goal for you? You talking
for
about
me.
There's a difference between just being there and having a good relationship.
Oh yeah, there is. That's a good question. I think you're gonna hit me with that.
Is there an is there an end goal, or is it just about like always striving for a better journey?
Well, like you said, you gotta start with you. You can't have a good relationship if you're not where you need to be. Mm. So like, if you're like incomplete person, like you can't bring somebody else in, and you know, because if you're not, like I was like, if you're not you and you're not comfortable with yourself, you're not gonna be. No, she's gonna feel that, or he.
Right.
It's like 2019, so it doesn't matter. It's like, so
love is love.
Let me cover the whole thing. Love is love. Their partner, whoever that may be, is not gonna feel that too. Like, oh, you're not confident, or
yeah.
you're not this. You're not feeling like what. What is your purpose in life? You know, I feel like you just got to figure out your own, because you figure out your own purpose like you're doing now, just figuring everything out. And it's like things will just come. And so for right. a good relationship now, I feel like a good relationship is, like we talked about earlier, it's the understanding of what the roles are in a relationship. Like people would know what to do. Because I feel like, because from my experience of the broken, like your parents, my parents, they divorced, remarried.
Right.
No one knew. So my mom, love her to death, was the most controlling, bossiest lady you will ever meet.
Yeah, and that's yeah. probably not even how she is as your mom. Like, she's
yeah. Oh no, no, she yeah. was that mom. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah. She was so, she's so military.
Like,
yeah,
you see different sides. Yeah.
No, no, she was the same person all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So even to me and my brother, she was like that. She's sweet, love her to death.
Yeah.
But would I date her? No.
Yeah.
So my dad, it's funny. He's like strong to us,
but he had no backbone with her.
Yeah, no backbone. It'd be funny. He like he's also in the military, so like example, like if me and my brother didn't do something he said, oh, he was on us, we was getting beatings, he was, yeah. he was like, yeah, you do what I said, blah blah, he's all tough in this. And then when mom would come around, he just sprinkles in it like a little turtle shell, yeah. spine gone. We look at him like, what happened?
Yeah,
what happened to you? Like, what happened to the strong thing? And it's terrible now with my stepmom. Now she's ugh.
She the same way?
Worse.
So it sounds like, I mean, yeah. I'm not trying to add dispersions to your father in any way, but it's like he probably didn't have the same like access to knowledge that we did, like about working on yourself and all that and how it affects your relationship.
You wouldn't tell that to him.
What's that?
I don't tell that to him.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't say that to him. But
you as a son, like you have insight into that.
Yeah.
And I would say the same thing about like situations with my father in terms of the relationships with yeah. my mom as well. It's like he was an alcoholic. Oh, and yeah. so in that way, the alcohol was the other woman. That was his way of like facing his sorrows, was like yeah. just going to a bottle and using that as like a way to cope, you know?
Yeah,
and that problem. Wasn't handling his shit either.
Yeah.
So it's about handling your shit. And like you said, like you deal with that and then you can connect to somebody else as a whole person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if we're like, I know it's like the roles they say back in the day, if we were the leaders, you can't be a broken leader, right? You can't be.
Yeah, you can't be like, yeah. like, oh, that was scary, guys, right? Right. It's like, what?
Now you get no respect. You ain't get no respect. A lot of problems happen. And
right. People always testing you because they see yeah. like, hey, there's a crack in the facade.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's what I love about the whole Elliot Hulse thing, though, is that guy's like a straight up like man, like bringing back masculinity in this
right.
day and age, physical yeah. culture and all that. And I don't think we all have to like be super strong physically
yeah,
to be men, but
yeah, you'll be a macho man.
But you can have a strong mind and you can have a strong spirit.
Right, right.
And that's what a lot of people are lacking now, is a strong spirit, because there's so much distractions. If you go on social media, you see people that are better at you in every way. Like there's a guy that can do a frisbee trick that you could never do. There's a guy that's like, And it's actually not that they're better than you, but it's that they had that moment where it's something that you could be like aspire to, but instead of aspiring it becomes a jealousy thing. And it's this culture of jealousy and of being impressive of trying to impress people. And it's no one's that way 24/7, but that's all we see 24/7 is people that are being impressive constantly, consistently.
Right. And then you realize Instagram, all that stuff is just entertainment. I feel like people don't take it as it's not entertainment. Why not? He's like, oh, I'm gonna model my life at this. No, it's just entertainment. Cause like, unless you're following real celebrities, a lot of people, it's all fake.
Yeah, it's like trying to model sex on porn when that's actually just because they do the angles a certain way because that's what looks best on camera. Right. Like, if you do it that way, it's not going to feel good
for the girl. Porn make you think, oh, I can do this for a full hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, nah.
And exactly.
Especially if you really like her. So, that's the prime example. Because everything is just, it's entertainment. People don't take things as entertainment anymore. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do it like this. And it's like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, people, life imitates art. And so our culture's art is becoming suffused into our culture, but in a lot of ways that's not a healthy thing.
True.
I think it's not healthy. What do you think, Marcel? Let's bring Marcel into the conversation.
Not healthy.
And I'm like, that's it? Like, simple and sweet. Bam, boom.
You got anything you want to say to Dante, Marcel?
Anything at all?
Co-host? Got any stories about Dante, about his relationships?
Dallas.
Too many.
About his relationships?
You seen how he interacts with the opposite sex? Got any secrets?
It's good. It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good stuff.
My voice getting high is...
No, it's good. It's just some of like the past relationships that like I saw, like they weren't like, they were good, but I didn't always see him like in the best of his like moods for it.
What do you mean?
Like his relationships could have been more troubled than I thought. Like I could tell he wasn't as happy being it like with that person. So that's that's what I meant, like more troubled. But he handled it well. But
is this
knowing
after
him, I could be like, he's not cool with it.
Do you think do you see Dante as somebody that could be a relationship expert?
Speaking to the mic.
Double mic him.
Yeah, definitely. And like we said, like all it is just like putting our minds to it and just doing it. Because a lot of times, like when we talk about it, like we talked about it last week, like a lot of his ideas are good. It's just like you said, like content, us putting it out there. I think it'll work.
Because it makes me think when I was watching this Gary Vee video. We'd like Gary Vee on the Joy Scouts podcast.
Content.
But his main point is that because, you know, I'm 24, you're 27, right, Marcel?
Yeah.
How old are you, Dante?
28.
So we're young guys. Like, even in my mind, you guys are like grown-ass men, but like we're still young guys. So like, when it comes to relationships, the biggest thing about that is, like, what are we going to say to a guy who's, like, 45 or 54? It's hard to say, you do this, you do that, you do this. But when you come from a place of, like, humility and humbleness of, like, this is what I'm doing. This is where my experience is coming from. These are the lessons that I believe are happening, what I think is happening. And instead of trying to act from a place of, like, yeah, do this, do that, do this, you say, I feel like it's this way because of this experience, because of this knowledge that I got from this thing. And it's a lot about suppositions, about ideas. And that's when the people can take it from like, oh, that guy has something to say. He has some value to add. Instead of feeling like, oh, I have to do what he says because he's such an expert. It's more so like you're just contributing to like that concept, the idea, the value system. And if you're focusing on having relationships and being a relationship expert, I feel like some people don't even have more than 3 or 4 relationships. They don't even realize like the levels that there are in relationships, you know, and they see somebody that's had like, you know, 5 or 6, like that's not that much relatively. All right, it's a lot relatively though. I mean, it's not that much absolutely. So like people are, like you said, content. They're going to be interested in seeing somebody who's consistently, they're going to see you as that guy because you're consistently putting out stuff that's related to that. And if you portray yourself that way and you're consistently putting yourself in that light, people start to respect that, start to believe that, I think.
It's true.
I think.
No, I think that's very true.
That's how I feel. Intuition says.
Because it becomes someone that you like rely on, I feel like.
So I just realized that we're playing. God. This game looks awesome. What is this? Monster Hunter? Dauntless. Okay, so we're fighting a dread. Yeah, we're fighting a dinosaur.
Don't mention him unless they pay.
Okay, yeah, anonymous game. I'm not sure what this is, but it looks cool. If you want to play it, you know, go to another podcast and see what games they recommend. But yeah, sponsors today, CBD BioCare. Anybody that needs some CBD oil, contact me for my my special link, my personalized link, and buy from CBD BioCare. It's third party tested. Every bottle, every ointment has less than 1% THC in it. So I'm just joking, by the way, but that's actually real. So if you do need that, let me know. but that actually brings me into the idea of side hustles and side gigs right now. So I have to do that basically because my income just halved because I had a horrible job that was toxic and I didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, and I still work there.
And he still works there. It's not. Let's not get it wrong. If I was him, I wouldn't have left, if that makes sense. There was a lot of factors that were separate from the job. Actually, you know, I probably still would have left, but the job isn't that bad. It's just that it wasn't for me. I wasn't learning skills. I wasn't doing this kind of stuff like as consistently. So that's the focus right now. But what needs to happen is I need to make an extra $1,000 a month at least. So what are some ways that some ideas that we have for side hustles, some things that we're working on? What are some things that you're doing right now? Make a little extra cash during the holiday season.
Ooh, me right now. There's some ideas.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. Thank you. And if this is the end of the interview with Dante, let's say thank you to Dante, by the way. Ooh. Yeah.
And, he's filming up, man.
And thank you for that. I think that was really interesting. People are fascinated by relationships. I personally am fascinated, so I'd love to hear your insights about it. We'll check in with Marty and Dante in the future, see how they're going with their stuff. Even if they can't be here, we'll call them and just hound them until they start working on the stuff that they said they're going to work on.
like animals.
Just like, we're going to put traps out there and see if the beats are in the trap or if the relationships or coaching is in the trap is in the trap. All right. So now next segment, side hustles. Marcel, what were you going to say?
My side hustles is like some of them are massages in the mall. Massages.
Oh, massages. Dress up like Santa. That's a good idea. We should do that.
Merry Christmas.
we should like Abercrombie and Fitch style, like go into the mall shirtless and then do massages for the old ladies, the rich old ladies. If you see pearls, just call them out. Hey, Gretchen, get over here. Hey, baby, when's the last time you felt anything down there?
Oh, my God. All right. Side hustle.
Making that money. Show me the dentures. How them gums feel. Whoa. And once again, I'm 24, very immature. So if you're listening to this, anybody that's over 30... Sorry, apologize. Please keep listening. There's a lot of content value here.
A lot of things you can learn. But as far as side hustles, for me right now, some of my side hustles don't even might not even make me that much money. or make me any money right now.
So it's not a side hustle then?
No, yeah. I guess it's like a side hustle for like my experience.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're doing camera like photography, right?
Yeah. And like right now I'm also like shooting a short film for like a coworker.
That's Stella. Yeah. Shout out Stella.
So that's cool. And then last weekend I got to shoot my sister's dance show. So
yeah, sick.
That was pretty cool because it's something I never did. Like, usually it's like athletes.
You know what you should do with that? Make sports. Sure to put those in your portfolio at least, like at least an edited version.
Yeah, and that's one thing I have to do, but it's hard with the video because the copyright infringement.
How so?
So like, if I were to post anything with like someone else's song,
yeah, you can always use a royalty free version or do it muted. Because he said it's dance recital, right?
True.
Dance recital is still interesting without the sound, and you could even add like a royalty free version, I bet.
I do, but with dance, like they're dancing to a specific song. So if I change their song, it's gonna be like
hip hop or something.
Some of them are hip hop. Some of them are like.
Just add, like, you know, like NSYNC or not NSYNC. Add something in the background. We don't have to argue about this right now.
No. What I don't feel like we're arguing, but I just feel like I'll definitely try. I just feel like it might sound weird. Like it's like if you're dancing like this.
Just
is
find the same BPM, BPMs.
You're like, just do it.
Marcel. It's not perfect.
Jess is like, you're procrastinating.
Yeah, you're procrastinating.
I'm looking for different outlets.
I'm trying to do the same thing, man. So don't let the obstacles phase you. You just gotta do the thing. Define the obstacles, overcome the obstacles. Because if the obstacles are just like, I don't have enough content, it's like, well, you have 100 things you've done in the past. You're like, those aren't good enough. See, then you made yourself another obstacle. So, all right. So those are side gigs. You're doing creative projects. Is there anything else that you're doing right now?
Right now, just that. And then I have some, I wouldn't say like special stuff, but just some side stuff that I want to do for like my brand as far as like marketing for that with photos and videos. And then also a series that me and the other roommate, Stefan, what we wrote.
He was on last week. Shout out to Stefan Robinson.
Shout out.
Wavy Enterprise.
Woo-woo. But yeah, so we have a series that we wrote that we kind of want to make some trailers and some intros for.
Yeah.
So
is it skits or what is it?
It's actually like a real series, like a TV series. So yeah, like we wrote, like I can show you like after if you want to see it.
Yeah, I'll be down.
But it's called they only want to give you the title. I don't want to get taken.
Just give me the title. Don't even worry.
See, giving the suspense out right now. See, you already won it.
Yeah.
No, but the title of the series is called Life After College. So it pretty much goes into.
I already told the NBC about it. I like after college.
They take it.
Steal the title. My inside man in NBC is using it now. He's live streaming it to me. They've already cast.
You wearing a wire. So yeah, it's called Life After College, and it goes over like a cast of like four kids. Life After College. Pretty much like it goes after like, it's kind of loosely based off my brother and me and Stefan's story a little bit. Kind of how like you go to college.
It's pretty egotistical.
You get your.
This is good for a TV show.
Oh, and every show's like this.
It's like everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, pretty much. But like in a sense, it is. But it's loosely just based off my brother, how he kind of made that jump to just go to Hollywood and become an actor, and then going through all his tribulations through it, and everything that he goes through as far as like getting a role. And
that would be good as like you never seen that show Louis, where it's like his real life, but it's like, no, it's like kind of based on real life.
Louis.
You could do it like dark comedy style. I feel like that'd be interesting because you could be realistic
like
with
people
it.
Dying.
No, I mean
dark comedy is.
I mean dark comedy, but like, it's mostly just like stuff in his life. It'll be like in the show he's kind of dumb, so the guy's like he's like trying to get a home loan. And they're like, all right, you want to get a home loan? He's like, yeah, I'm thinking I'll get a house, like $100,000, like a million-dollar mansion or whatever. He's like, and he's talking to his accountant. He's like, all right, so you have $500. It's just like something like that, basically. Okay. Like that's the way I could see it, because like I don't know your brother too well, like, but he is an actor, right? But like he's not like in any shows or anything.
He just got on to like a show on either Showtime or HBO.
Oh, sick!
It's called Insecure. He just got on a roll in there.
Oh, sick! So I mean, but like I would say, if you're doing a life story, like he's not. And this is no offense to him, not big enough to do a life story yet. But if you do it with like a tongue in the cheek, if you do tongue in cheek like style, like you're kind of making fun of yourself at the same time. You're like, I know it's kind of egotistical, but it's still funny. It's still entertainment. People will love to watch that. You know?
Yeah. It wasn't gonna be like a drama or anything.
I was thinking about. How like he's like the rain coming down.
Oh no!
My life was so hard.
Oh no!
Yeah. But then I made it. And I'm the greatest.
It was going to be a drama. It definitely was going to be a comedy, that's for sure.
Yeah, but dark comedy style, you could do a drama and comedy, and you got to like add those two elements in there.
Yeah, we kind of like...
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I feel like that would be...
You're telling me what
I just feel like that would be awesome. Intuition tells me that would be a good idea.
We'll definitely throw that into the episode.
Yeah, throw in the mix and see what he thinks. I would love to... contribute any way I can. Sounds interesting. So how's the that's creative, that's side hustles. So basically your side hustles right now are just getting experience right now. That's your payoff for it.
Yeah, still doing it.
Okay.
And if I can't get paid,
I think you could definitely do people's portraits for money. Like that's the thing I don't think you're realizing, is that people want to have photos taken of them, like, and they're willing to pay money, good money, to have good photos taken of them. And I think, like, I don't know how good you are relative to others. I just don't know how many people are doing photography. I know there's a lot, but like from what I've seen, your photos look professional to me. So if I think they look professional, I'm sure that most people that see them are gonna think they look professional.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
so that. I just think that you could definitely do something with that. Even if you're getting like $50 for like an hour, like that's still way more than you're making at your current job, and it'd be experience too. Quantity, good quantity content creates quality content. So cool. Do you want to hear what I'm doing as side hustles?
Yeah.
Or at least my ideas, because I haven't done them yet.
Yeah, definitely.
So
shoot them out.
So I'm shooting them out right now. So like creativity wise, I'm kind of doing the same things like you're talking about. Like I'm just trying to create content, like with my music. I'm trying to do like 4 songs a day is what the goal is. You know, I have a digital audio workstation and I have it on my phone, so I can make like a low production value song, but like I can have the drums in there, I can have the synth, I can have the bass, I can have it all in there.
Oh,
it won't be high production value, but I can at least get it out, the ideas out there. And so then what I'm planning to do is like take the best of those songs and then create like a higher production value, and then put it on like my Bandcamp, and then actually do an EP and stuff like that. So that's what I'm trying to do with my music right now.
Nice.
And then as far as like actual side hustles of making money, like the CBD thing, I'm trying to do sales with that. So the goal is to start making a video related to CBD every day. So like talking about like answering frequently asked questions, like, you know, will this get me high? Will this be on my drug test?
Yeah.
No, it's CBD. It's not going to get you high. And then answering questions, or at least talking about questions like what you brought up with me, with where you're saying the THC, is it better to have THC or better not to have THC? That's a question that a lot of people want to know. And I don't even really think there is anything like that on YouTube. So I could be the one-stop shop for people like that, and then selling CBD on top of that. And plus, what's great with this this website, I don't have to have any money down, but I still get a percentage of the payment. So right now it starts 20%. The more you sell, the higher percentage goes up to 45%. So it's a great commission gig, and I think it seems pretty good. I've tried the CBD ointment, and I think it's legit, like at least in terms of what I've tried. So
did it get you high?
My shoulder was felt like it was had a wing, a bird's wing, an angel's wing.
That was pretty cool. How'd you get into that?
I actually was on like Monster or something, and that was one of the jobs that was on there. I thought it was like the company was going to like call you and it was gonna be like a job interview.
Yeah.
But what they did basically was I just got accepted into their program without a job interview, but the company is like, it seems legit. Like the structure of it, like, is actually just really interesting. It's just really like, you can do it remotely. I don't know where they're based. I think it's like Washington. But they give you all the materials you need. You can buy sample kits. They give you all the information about CBD and everything. And then it's really up to you just how you do it. It's like you run your own business. And the goal actually is you can hire workers underneath you and you just work for their company basically.
Oh, snap.
So you can have like sales people underneath you as well. It's like in the pyramid. No, I was gonna say, no, but like it's like a legit like product though. Like I've tried it, yeah, and definitely. You know, it is what it is. Like it's, I think everybody wins in the way this thing's structured. So that's one thing I'm looking to do, and then doing like what Gary V talks about, like doing flipping. I want to start flipping like
house.
Maybe not houses. Like I don't really know enough about that to do that. If someone would teach me, maybe I'd get into it. I wanted to learn if anybody's out there wants to teach me about real estate. But just flipping, like I know books, so I could probably do that, like flipping books, but like going to garage sales, buying things of value, or at least, and like the thing that Gary V talks about is looking up on like eBay, like for different types of products, looking up the highest like sold product or whatever, most recently sold item. And there's people buying like teacups for like $50, and it's like if you can find out like what people are actually buying, like people buy anything. That's why there's a category for everything. You just have to find out what in that category is actually considered valuable and what's considered crap, you know.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I was doing was buying items with the Disney store logo on them, and I was gonna sell them on eBay, but then I found out that you should have a higher eBay score, so I kind of, I didn't sell it because I was going to buy more things to get a higher eBay score. But then at this point, I'm realizing that I need to just sell things anyways. I think I'm like rated 5 because I've bought 5 things and sold. I haven't sold anything, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think you could like buy what you sold? Like
sell to myself? Or like make another account and buy and sell? I think you get in trouble if you do that. But if you make an eBay account, maybe we could do that. But yeah, the reason you want to get a higher rating is because you're considered more trusted the higher like score you have.
Okay. Yeah.
Because yeah. You're not just like a new account who's like, yeah, I'm selling you this item. Ha ha ha. And see what happens. Like maybe you'll buy it. Maybe it'll be nothing.
That happens a lot.
eBay was scammy like back in the day. It scared me as a kid. Like I always thought it was like a straight up scam, but it's pretty legit nowadays. Still scammy in some ways, but it's pretty legit in other ways. So that's the goal with that. And then, side hustle like that. And then I'm also considering doing a little like side business type. One idea I had is doing holiday shopping and just like offering my services on like, maybe like Craigslist or something and be like, yeah, I'll do holiday shopping. Just, and I don't know how I still have to figure out the logistics of this, but basically like you give me, I'm like, how would you do this? But the concepts is great. Like, cause people don't want to go holiday shopping. They don't want to get caught up in those lines. And I don't want to do it either, but I wouldn't mind if I'm getting paid $50, $60, $80, $100 an hour to be there, you know? And that's reasonable. Like that you get one person to pay you $20, $30 an hour. You get three people to pay you to do the shopping and then you just buy it all in bulk. Maybe I'll borrow my brother's like Xterra, fill it in the back. Bam, 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 drive to different houses, start doing holiday shopping. Mm-hmm. And there's actually legit businesses that you could do work through, and you get paid less, but that's where the trust factor comes in because people probably don't want to give you the credit card if you're just an individual. So you got to figure out different ways of doing it. Yeah. I went to this business workshop, and it was really interesting talking about how to start your own business.
Yeah.
There's three ways to start a business. There's start your own business, and you register it. There's buy a business, and then there's buy a franchise, basically. Those are the three ways. And so one idea that I never thought about until I went there was if you want to start your own business, sometimes it's actually better to buy a business and turn that business into the business you want it to be, like flipping it. Because that way you have lines of credit, because if you have multiple years of credit history, you can get loans from the bank, because you can't get loans from the bank unless you have a certain amount of time, I think, or like lines of credit. And there's like other like logistical reasons why it's a good idea to do that. And then you also have the people that have bought from that company before who know about the brand. You have the branding, whatnot, you know, kind of transform it into what you want to do.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And then franchising it too.
Because I know people even do that with Instagram pages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you get like a meme page and then like you can sell the meme page that has like 250,000 followers. And
be like, haha, motherfuckers. Yeah, and then be like, we're selling hats.
Yeah, like, it's actually John. Like, what's up, everybody? Like,
yeah, just like turn the meme slowly, like, have my head poking up. Yeah. Slowly just see my full face.
It's actually my page. Yeah.
You just start posing regularly, and yeah, then yeah, everyone would be like,
huh? All right.
Yeah.
Unfollow? No.
But then that's good. Like,
another interesting thing I got from that business seminar was talking about McDonald's. And when people think of McDonald's, they're like, oh, McDonald's sells hamburgers. It's like, no.
It's real estate.
McDonald's sells franchises. That's what their business model is they sell the processes, the model, the distribution, everything to the different franchises. And then the franchises deal with the selling of the hamburgers however they see fit.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, because no, like the,
and you can actually look at it. It's
dang,
the business, it's called the Business Canvas. It's actually a good idea if you want to start your own business is to use this. So there's a thing called the business plan, which is like what you use for investors, and it's like every single expense, what you project, like you would need, what's the even the expiration date of the company, like are you gonna sell it or are you planning to be like an internal company. Like, what's the concept? And then there's a thing called the Business Canvas. And it's just the best example of it is the McDonald's one. And it's just, like, pictures and, like, really short sentences about the different parts of your business.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So here it is.
Let me see this, Business Canvas.
Here it is. So it shows in the middle, it shows the value proposition is the middle, and that is what they're selling. So basically, see, the strategic partnerships is McDonald's headquarters up here. Underneath it is like just a bunch of different franchises.
Yeah.
The key activities are, it's like just a picture of the guy looking at the different franchises. So their key activities are managing the franchises, or like, I'm having trouble figuring out what that actually is. But then there's the marketing. The key resources are the real estate and the, I think that's training. So basically what a business canvas is, it's like these different segments. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And it breaks down into the middles, value proposition. On the right is your customer relationships and the distribution channels. And then on the bottom are your costs and revenues. On the left are your key resources, your key activities, and your strategic partnerships. And so the best canvas is something like this McDonald's one. You can look it up. I'll try and post it in the show notes if we're able to. And it's basically just a way to look at your business and know what you're doing, like at a glance. Because some people get caught up and like they have no idea what they're really doing in their business. Like, what did I come in here for? What was the point of this? You know, that's what companies like Nike know that their business model is through strategic relationships with celebrity athletes and people that have a name to their faith or a name to their skill. So like, you know, Nike's gonna get somebody like what's that guy, Anthony, the dude with the eyebrow, I forgot his name, Anthony Davis. Yeah. So he was famous for the eyebrow, and you know, that's somebody that's known, but they're not gonna get, you know, like Joe Schmo out of college who's like the last pick of the draft. You know, they want to get somebody who's well known, who's gonna inspire people, you know.
Yeah.
Not like, I don't want to throw anybody on their bus, so let's just leave it at that. So, yeah. And
yeah, that's pretty.
So I feel that if anybody takes anything out of this, just know what your goals are. Have a clear vision. And
keep striving for glory.
Keep striving for that glory.
That glory water.
That glory. Glory, hallelujah. So, Joy Scouts, I hope that you've gotten a lot out of this. I hope that you can see and be inspired by people that are working towards what they want. Creative goals. It's not all about money, but if you can make money doing what you love, just earn enough so you don't have to make your passion into your job, and figure out other ways to make money, because it's not always the best to make your passion your job. That's my idea about that. What do you think about that? Do you think you should make your passion your job? Because it sounds like what you're doing with your business.
Yeah, I feel like I understand what you're saying. Like, I just feel like it shouldn't feel like a job, I guess. Like, to me, like, your passion can't be your job, but like, it shouldn't feel like a job.
But like, the way that every businessman that I've talked to has put it, it's you're basically at the whim of your customer. Like, you can choose the niche you want to serve, but then once you're in that niche, you still have to serve their desires and their needs. Like, if I'm like, okay, I want to serve 18 to 24 year olds, well, that's always changing, and then the trends are always changing, and then you're going to have to constantly serve this new group of people that are like going to have different demands, different needs at that time, you know, and our culture and at large is going to change the way the market responds and all of that. And so what you're doing might not fit with what they want unless you've changed the times. So it's like you kind of have to figure, if I'm going to do this thing I love, then you're going to be also serving the audience. So it's like, you can't serve two masters. So it's kind of, how do you make enough money to just keep doing what you want to do without having to serve that master forever? You know, like, is the game plan go in, make a bunch of money, get out and do what you want to love for the rest of your life? Or is the game plan try and make money doing what you love, but then realize you have to serve those people? Because there's examples, I think, of people that do what they love and make money out of it, but it's still hard.
True. I feel like, especially nowadays, like, the money's going to come regardless. If you think about most people, like, most of their income is coming from their endorsements and not really for what they really do.
Yeah.
For most of their stuff. So, like, to me, it's like, even if you do your passion for yourself, other people are going to see that attraction and bring their own stuff to you. I know you still have to cater to your customer, depending on like what your business is about.
Right.
But for me, like, the selling the like, we're making shirts, but the shirts, like, if they don't sell, like, right now, we're not actively trying to sell the shirt. Like, it's just right. Showing like what our business is, what our logo is. So, like, to me, it's like, if it doesn't sell, it's not gonna hurt me or hurt us, like, because at the end of the day, like,
you're not relying on it to eat.
Yeah,
I mean, so, man's gotta eat, but you're not relying.
Yeah.
Inside joke, back to shout out, call back. So I think the long-term picture, though, is when you do have to eat and when your business is the way that you eat, you don't want to get to that point where all of a sudden this thing you love became the thing that you have to do, and then all of a sudden it starts to kill that passion.
True.
So that's my fear with like making all this like marketing and doing all this stuff, is like you'll get to a point where you have to do it every day because it's just, you're forced to, basically. That's who you are. But I don't know, I think as long as what we're doing right now, we're doing it because we love it. We're not making money off of it. If we keep making this and creating things just for the hell of it, then you get the endorsements, like you said. That's a better way to go about it instead of making it like a business.
Yeah. Because every podcast, well, mostly every podcast is free. Yeah. Besides, like, some of them are, like,
on advertisement. Yeah, now they're on the networks, but it's, like, premium podcasts. That's what a lot of podcasters are doing, though, is a Patreon podcast, premium version. I know that, whatever that, I forget the chick's names that did the, that podcast about murder, the murder twins or whatever their names are. Do you know?
The twin murderers.
I don't know. That's what they're called. Yeah, it was these two girls, and they always laughed. Like, I got full body chills right now. She'd be like, and they found the body twisted up and turned into a noodle. Full body chills. Like, that's so inappropriate, lady. But they have premium podcasts. There's a lot of people that are doing it that way.
Yeah.
And then I think that's part of it. Is like, as long as like what we're doing, we're getting to a level. Like, I feel like with your photography, you definitely. If you could do like a big enough project and you could ask for contributions, I feel like with my stuff, I'm still not at the level I feel comfortable with asking for money. But, you know, if people want to offer donations, I'm not going to stop them, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. At what level do you think you'll start doing like Patreon and doing like Kickstarter and stuff like that? Like, when would you be comfortable asking for contributions? Because there's going to come a point, I think, where that's going to be necessary.
I would say, like, once I, like, really want to do a big project that's, like, super meaningful for myself, and I feel like I could take it to that level.
Why not now with the life after college? I feel like that's a thing. You could start having more actors, and if you're going to do it big.
Yeah, I want to do it, but right now, like, shooting that short film, I don't want to put all my priority in, like, because right now I'm already doing other stuff on the side too, but
what's gonna be more important is this project that's like a life project, like it's based on your life, like that's something that you should put a lot of effort into, or the short film for somebody else, you know?
Right now the short film would be better just because it's something just because I know that like the lifelong one, like it will be better, but right now I just know that if I'm trying to put myself in like so many like eggs in a basket. And for me, like, since I made a commitment to her, like, I'm not trying to be, like, throw it off. Like, once we finish filming.
Are you comfortable saying no to people?
It depends.
Didn't you, like, fly to New York because somebody asked you?
Yeah. And it was super dope.
That was good. But do you think that'll ever be a problem when you can't say no, or if you can't say no? Like, are you good?
I feel like I could say no. It's just. A lot of times, like...
You don't like letting people down, though.
No. But it depends on, like, how they're going to ask me for it.
Yeah. They're like,
and by now, you kind of could tell how people are going to achieve it. I don't know. Like, to me, like, I could, like... If someone's asked me for something, I'm not going to say I'm always right. But, like, I could tell, like, if this is going to be a good or...
Yeah, yeah. You've had enough experience with people. I see what you mean.
So, like... I could be like, all right, this is it. This is not.
What's like the sketchiest proposition you've gotten? I mean, not sketchiest. Like that sounds really bad. But like when someone asks you like help them with a project, like was there ever a time when someone was like, you're like, no.
A lot of times, like it's just more questions like I'm going to ask. Because someone's like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, well, how do you want to do it?
And they just and then, don't answer or know how.
Yeah. To. And a lot of times, like, some people be like, they'll want my opinion, like, and that's cool. Like, but, like, now you're asking for something else. Especially, like, if it's, like, a film, like, all right. Because, you know, like, on most film sets, like, you have the cameraman,
director, producer, director of photography,
new lighting, like, the sound. Like, there's so much, like, to it. It's not like, and right now, like, sometimes I'll be like, I just want to be the cameraman.
You can't do it all for them.
Like, I can.
No, but I mean, you can't. Yeah. When I say you can't, I mean just energetically and resource-wise. It's just it's just taking too much out of you, yeah.
Because it's like you have to bring all this lighting and everything.
Right. And for anybody out there, Marcel, you can hire him to do everything for you. That's what he's saying. No, but he could do everything, so... Hire from one thing, but like probably photography. If you're making a project out there, you let Marcel know. I might actually hire Marcel one of these days.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Isn't that a song?
I don't know. It sort of sounds like it. So we covered. So we had our guests. They hopped in like Donald Trump taking down Vince McMahon back in 2007, and so they really brightened it put a smile on our face, big old smile, just all across our face, and and so we talked to Dante. We talked to Marty. Is it Marty or Morty? I heard him say Morty, like
Morty.
So we did talk about them and or talk to them, and we also talked just now about business and the possibilities that are in that. Maybe you'll start your own business after listening to this. And then the first part of the podcast, what did we talk about again, Marcel? I think you know.
We talked about our goals and what we were up to the past few weeks.
Yep, what we're up to, our goals. And did I get into, I did talk about the Spanish thing and the what was the other goal that I have? Writing my book.
Writing his book, and then yeah, also to-do list. To finish 49 more photos.
Yeah, I got to get 49 photos tonight. It's 8:45. We can do this, guys. So, yeah, let's get out there. Content. And finally, Marcel and I want to thank you for listening to this.
Thank you so much, everybody out there.
All right, Joy Scouts.
From the AZ
out there.
To the NY.
From the AZ, from the East Coast to the West Coast to the North to the South, all stretch across the globe. And even to the Martians that might be picking up these radio waves, we salute you. And be prepared. Be prepared for joy.
Ah, shit.
Every podcast ends with this.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to that podcast. Hopefully you got a lot out of it. And we really want you to contribute, so please feel free to message us. Voices message us through the Anchor app. You can actually add those to the episode or leave a message on our email. We'll read them out, and we can actually discuss questions that people might have or interesting topics or anything you guys want to bring up in regards to the show. Anything. We want to hear what you're doing. If you want to just talk about what you're doing, we don't have to interview you. You can just give us a little insight on what you're doing, and maybe we can just show people what you're doing and discuss it and review it and see what we think about it as well. So as always, our socials are jonathan.harbeck on Insta. And for Marcel, that's going to be Wavy Enterprise, WAVVYENTERPRISE. My name is Jonathan Harbeck. This is the Joy Scout Podcast, Spirit of Learning. My co-host is Marcel Towns. You listened to Dante and Marty, and it's a little unprofessional to me, but I don't know their last names. We really appreciate them coming on. So, thank you guys for listening. And as always, happy learning.